Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Lunar Love of the Podcast acknowledges the traditional owners of the land on which this podcast is recorded, the Arakwal people of the Bundjalung Nation, and pays respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
Welcome to Lunar Love of the Podcast. I'm your host, Jordana Levine, and today we're exploring Cancer season and the Cancer new moon. So Cancer season has already begun. It kicked off in the southern hemisphere with the winter solstice, and it was the summer solstice in the northern hemisphere. I know, so weird and predictable. And it runs from June 21st until the 20th of July. The mantra for Cancer is I feel. And while it feels really tropey of me to say that this season, it's likely you'll feel a bunch of emotions, the truth is you likely will. But what a wonderful, wonderful gift that is. The trick with feelings, in case you guys aren't sure what to do with them, I know many of you aren't, the trick is to get curious about what your feelings are trying to tell you. That's the point of them. They're not just there as an inconvenience or an overreaction. They're there as a symbol, a flag, a little indicator of where you sit with certain things, situations, or people. A huge component of feeling our feelings is heightened sensitivity, which is what Cancer is all about. And it's this level of awareness that will have you tuning in to absolutely everything. This can be seen through your own level of self-awareness, a heightened intuition, the ability to tune into others' vibrational frequencies, and if you're open to it, amplified psychic abilities. But remember, this intel is coming from your heart, not your head. So if you feel logic taking over, try again to feel into an emotion rather than a thought. With so much having already been shaken up in 2022, have you had a chance to settle back into feeling safe and secure with the intention of softness rather than putting up all of your walls like a crab? Cancer. Do you see where I'm going with this? Cancer has a hard shell and a soft interior. But when we are faced with threat, when we are faced with fear, when we are faced with danger, and unfortunately, when we're just faced with everyday life, sometimes we can harden that shell. So with all the eclipses that we've had, with all of the astrological energy, and then all of the mundane things that are happening in our life day to day, which make life a little bit tricky, I want you to ask yourself, is it okay to settle back into feeling safe and secure? Yeah, you do have a shell. It's there to protect you. But it doesn't need to be there all the time. Now, what does this look like? Feeling soft, feeling safe, feeling secure. It might look like self-care. In fact, it should look like self-care. The archetype for Cancer is the mother. And while it's Cancer's natural tendency to want to mother everyone else, it's also really important that this Cancer season and new moon, that you're taking time to mother, nurture, and support you. All right, let's have a look at the Cancer new moon. The Cancer new moon will take place on Wednesday, June 29 at 12:52 p.m. in Sydney, 3:52 a.m. in London, and Tuesday, June 28 at 10:52 p.m. in New York. I'm just listening to myself talk. My voice is very odd today. I'm so sorry. This is the first talking I'm doing for the day. I feel like I should have done some vocal training first. Anyway, bear with me. The Cancer New Moon is giving us the opportunity to settle into our new digs. And by that I mean the home you created for yourself once the dust settled after the cacophony of change that the last few eclipses inevitably stirred up. Cancer is actually ruled by the moon, so she always feels very at home in the sign of Cancer, little old La Luna. And home really is the operative word here. Cancer is symbolized by the crab, who finds solace and comfort inside its shell. It craves emotional security, and it gives and receives from the heart. It yearns to belong and believes that everyone is equally worthy of love and acceptance. What's important for the crab is to be able to find a healthy balance between the protective security of its outer shell and the softness and sensitivity of what lies inside, which is what we've just spoken about, right? So the question on everyone's lips is, how can I apply this to my own life this week? Well, expect this to be a sensitive moon, yeah? Cancer energy will amplify emotions, especially related to family and the home. But it will also make us more compassionate, empathetic, forgiving. And again, listen and take note of everything that is stirred and your reaction to it. This might manifest as you feeling extra sensitive. Words may cut a little deeper. You may feel the intensity of not just your own emotions, but the emotions of others. Or you could also look at it from a manifestation standpoint and think, wow, I can really work with this Cancer energy and these heightened feelings to my advantage, because feelings are what generate your personal vibration. And according to the law of vibration, things with a similar frequency are drawn together. So with this moon giving you a heightened sense of all of your feelings, imagine what that does to your manifestation practice. Pretty cool, right? You might remember in last episode, I said that Neptune was influencing the Sag full moon that we had a couple of weeks ago. Well, it's stationing retrograde very close to this new moon in Pisces, which is really going to add to this watery, emotion-fueled energy. I always think it's really nice to have fair warning of this, yeah? Not to control your emotions in any way, but just to be like, oh yeah, okay, maybe that's why I cried over absolutely nothing yesterday. Yeah, it just gives us a little bit of perspective. It also doesn't mean that the emotions aren't real. They're still real, they're just amplified. I'm going to be holding a live Cancer New Moon Circle for all Lunar Lover members that will take place on the day of the new moon, which is Wednesday, July 29. It's going to happen at 12:30 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time, which is mere minutes before the new moon takes place. And I'm doing this because it's going to make the most of that energy. So if you want to be a part of that live Cancer New Moon Circle, you need to become a Lunar Lover member. It will be broadcast as a Facebook Live, and then you'll get the recording to it. So if you want to become a Lunar Lover member, all you need to do is click the link in the show notes of this episode or head to jordanalevine.com/Lunar Lover. When you do become a member, you'll need to join the Facebook group. There's a link in your welcome email. And this is for any other Lunar Lover members who are listening and want to watch the live. Make sure you're a member of the Facebook group, and all you need to do is be hanging out in that Facebook group at 12:30 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time on Wednesday, July 29. And then my pretty little face will pop up and we'll do a live ceremony. It's going to be fun. I'm excited. All right, let's have a look at some of the ways we can work with the Cancer New Moon. Make your home a haven. I was going to say, make your home a home, but that's what it is. Make your house a home and make your home a haven. In Australia, it's winter, and seasonally, it's a time of hibernation. But Cancer loves creating a sanctuary in their home, no matter what hemisphere they're in. And this is so that they can hide away when the outside world gets too much. And let's be honest, that is often. Home is a wonderful anchor point. It's the perfect restart charging station. And this is the perfect time under this new moon to make that charging station within your home. So whatever that might be, it might be a little bit of redecoration. It could be a tidy up. It could be rearranging the furniture, just doing whatever you need to have an area where you feel safe and secure. All right, next, connect with family and friends. Cancer really is about connection to loved ones. So this is the perfect time for some family time, but caveat. Please be aware of heightened sensitivities, yours and others. So if your family is a little testing or triggering, perhaps just send your love from a distance. Make others feel at home. Cancer is all inclusive. So if you sense someone feels out of place or isolated, make them feel more at home and included. Reaching out to someone and letting them know they're safe and supported will be so energetically profound for someone in need this week. Have a good cry. The feels are likely to visit. I've already said this several times, so please let those tears flow if they come. This is how we process. This is what allows us to move through our shit so it doesn't manifest in other ways. Plus, a good old cry releases toxins from the body, both physical and energetic. Look at your boundaries. When sensitivity is heightened, it's important that you feel safe and secure. Protect your energy by marking clear boundaries around yourself and respecting other people's boundaries too. And then last but not least, couldn't talk about a water moon without telling you to jump in a body of water. Cancer is the first of the water signs, and there is nothing more cleansing during a water season than immersing yourself in it. Swim, bathe, shower, paddle, whatever feels energetically cleansing for you. All right, my loves, that is everything you need to know about Cancer season and the Cancer new moon. If you're not following Luna Lover on Instagram, make sure you go and do that. The handle is @Luna_Lover. You can also follow me @JordanaLevine. So the next moon that we will be talking about is the Capricorn full moon. I was going to say Cancer full moon. The Capricorn full moon. That will be in a couple of weeks' time. We're going to need that earth energy by the time it rolls around. I'm excited. Hopefully the next time we talk, I will have a voice. I don't know what is going on today. I'm so, so sorry. I will have my dulcet tones back. Until next moon, I'm Jordana Levine, and you've been listening to Luna Lover, the podcast.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.